Once you do that, you're not about to throw it away. This fellow does not invest in high-risk offerings, and he's realistic about the risks involved in investing in other people's corporations. Most millionaires do invest in quality stocks, but they don't intend to make a fortune by doing so. They don't believe that ups in the stock market, after netting out fees and taxes and downturns, can outpace the returns they get from their own business, or as being a partner in a productive law firm or medical practice. Note that a component of the one's own business domain is living below my means. The self-designated wise investors, risk-takers, and those who invest in their own businesses have this in common. They are significantly more likely to live below their means. Although frugality and living below one's means is not a top factor in explaining economic success for the entire population in my survey, the most ardent investors, the financial risk-takers, are relatively more frugal than other millionaires surveyed. They know they can invest more if they are frugal and spend less on consumer items. Predictions and seeds, public versus private. Today's self-made millionaires are street smart about money and sensing economic opportunities. If they felt that market predictions could be accurately and consistently made over time, many would go out and sell their businesses, cash in their shares in law practices, and put it all in the stock market. This doesn't happen because most millionaires understand what the stock market is and what it is not. It is not something that an individual investor can control or influence. But most millionaires have a lot of control and influence over their own private businesses, their medical practices, and their law firms. And most have a well-diversified set of assets. Rarely do they place all their eggs in one basket. The stock market is one of the many depositories where millionaires invest some of their dollars. But where did these dollars originate? Stock market zealots will answer that the money was earned in the market and reinvested there. If you look at the thousands of advertisements sponsored by investment companies and mutual funds, you certainly get this impression. Rarely, if ever, do they discuss the fundamental source of the wealth. They talk about the excellent return that investors in stocks and stock mutual funds have received over the years, but they rarely tell you where the wealth came from. What do they exclude? A simple point. You cannot invest in the stock market if you don't earn enough money from your primary vocation to pay for more than your food, clothing, and shelter. Almost all millionaires will tell you that the seed of their wealth is their vocation. Very few are professional stock pitchers. They made their money doing other things. But what about people who have more than a few million dollars? Do deca millionaires give more credit to their investments in equities of public corporations than those with lower levels of wealth? Not really. In fact, one in three deca millionaires indicated that investing in equities of public corporations was not an important factor in explaining their economic success. Only about one in five millionaires in the $2 million to $5 million range felt the same way. On average, deca millionaires have more of their wealth invested in private or closely held stocks than they do in stocks that are traded publicly. The reverse is true for millionaires with net worths less than $10 million. In a similar vein, deca millionaires are less likely to credit investment advisors as a source of their economic success. Note that the term investment advisors in this context refers to those who sell and provide advice related to publicly traded stock. This is especially true for self-made millionaires. What about those who inherited their wealth? Millionaires who received at least 10% of their wealth from inheritance or gifts have a different view. About one half of the inherited wealth group credited investments in public corporations and investment advisors in accounting for their economic success. But would they have been able to invest if they had no money from inheritance? On the other hand, self-made millionaires are particularly fond of private investments. They know that not all the great executives manage large public corporations. There are many extraordinarily gifted managers within the segment called private business. Attorneys are often offered equity positions in private corporations as partial or full compensation for representing these organizations. Or the principals of a small accounting firm are invited by a client to form a limited partnership. Your own business. If you were able to earn several million dollars a year in your own private business, what would you do with your time and energy? Like most millionaires, you would probably focus your resources where they would generate the greatest return, your own business. But then how would you feel about the stock market, investing in the equities of public corporations? Assume that you are a successful attorney, earning several million dollars per year. Your job is very demanding, with 60 to 80 hour work weeks being very common. But you cannot inventory your services. Each case and each client are different. So even if you earn $3 million last year, unless you work harder next year, you will not earn more. If you cannot inventory your services, you take another approach. You invest your earnings. Some dollars are allocated to stocks, and you hope the current value of your earnings invested this way will at least keep pace with inflation. If you can earn a decent return, that's even better. If your stock portfolio has been cranking out 30% gains in the past few years, you might even think about quitting your job as a highly successful attorney and becoming a full-time investment specialist. There are many reasons why you'll never, ever take this course of action. In your mind, being a full-time investor is not a real business. A real business has clients or customers. Sitting in a room by yourself working at a computer screen will never generate hundreds of loyal clients. It may never make you a more marketable entity in the labor market. And you are well aware that some of the biggest public corporations make the biggest strategic mistakes. You know because you participated in some successful lawsuits that took countless millions from these mistake makers. If you ever made mistakes like that, you'd be bankrupt. You know that your own business is much more productive than most large corporations. Your firm's sales, as well as its revenue per employee, are just two measures of superior productivity. Besides, you realize that the high returns in recent stock market history are an artifact of an inflated growth market. So you decline the market offer to close your law practice and become a day trader. Never try to do another man's job. You control your own destiny when you are a business owner or senior executive or even a self-employed physician or attorney. A multimillionaire summed it up as follows. We feel power and control. We know what we're going to do. We make decisions. It's a sense of power. You become king within reason. I have a small corporation. I go into the bathroom and we hold a board of directors meeting while shaving. Those that don't agree with me can resign. Simple. Very democratic. The acid test for investment gurus.